This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Are you winning or losing in the game of
6 a.m. to 10 a.m.?
The time is now 4 p.m.
Yeah, that's right. Got my ways. I'm not proud of it. Don't think that I'm here to talk to you because I want to prove that I can be bad. I'm here because I'm one of the stories that turned out good. And that is the reason why I want you to know that there is hope for those who are out there. There's plenty of hope for the drug dealer. There's plenty of hope for the man that's carrying the gun. There's plenty of hope for the girl that's doing prostitution. There's plenty of hope for each and every one. And I'm gonna tell you my story now. And it all started in Orlando, Florida. Not but about 2 years ago, by the time you receive this video or this tape, it'll be about 2 years. And I want you to know that the only thing that can change, changes, and there are truly changes that are needed to be made, is the word. Something that each and every one of us have in us and do not even realize how powerful that word is. The police can't change things. They can try. They spend millions and millions of dollars on the drugs, trying to prevent drugs, but the only thing that we have is that secret weapon, and it's called L-O-V-E. And that word love is gonna shine a light that you may see who's speaking right now. The word love is strong. Let me say it to you over and over and let the light shine and come to you. Love, love changes things. Love gives you light. And light gives you love. And I sincerely mean that, folks. I'm here not to waste my time anymore, because I've wasted enough already. What I have done is I've put the gun down, and that is the way I've expressed love. How can you express love to those who are out there like myself? Can you help them that they may put their gun down, that they may stop dealing the drugs? It all happened, as I was saying to you before. In Orlando, Florida, I was walking around with a gun in my waist, just waiting for a good reason to squeeze it off. And believe me, if you're on the street and you're running around with a gun, you're always looking out for yourself and the guy that's gonna rub you just the wrong way. Just the wrong way. Because you feel secure. Because you're on the street and you don't know what's gonna come your way. But let me tell you, the man that's out there with that gun, I trust that this testimony may be a help for you. Because when I went down in Orlando, Florida, leaving Canada, thinking that I was gonna be in the land of opportunity where I would do better than I was doing in Canada, better didn't come my way. Better starts from the home. Better starts from within the heart. Better starts from when the word of God says, young man, I call you because you're young and strong to go into the highways and byways. To tell somebody about love. To tell somebody about what your mother taught you as a young man growing up. Mothers, fathers, I want to truly thank you for being there. For teaching me, grandma. I want to give all the grandmothers the uttermost respect. Because the word of God says, grow a child the way in which he ought to be grown, and he shall not, cannot depart from it. I have had that experience that it is true. Because I was on my way to go shoot somebody in Florida, a place they call Ivy Lane. And I saw a church on the right-hand side. And I felt compelled to walk.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Good afternoon to all my friends listening to WCNO 89.9. Don't forget, you are tuning in. I want to say a beautiful good evening. Doesn't matter where you're listening from. My name is Brother Gary, and I'm going to be with you today. We're going to get some music. We're going to enjoy. Don't forget about December. Let me see. I'm going to tell you about this one. I'm going to tell you about this one. December 15th boat ride right here in Fort Lauderdale. And if you want to get more information, send me a text at 305-305-6494. It's a gospel boat ride. Good news. We have free bus. leaving Port St. Lucie. We have free bus leaving West Palm Beach. Again, if you want more info, it's called Colors and the Ocean Gospel Boat Ride. The food, you get free food. Just come out and enjoy yourself. Again, send me a text for information. 305-305-6494. 305-305-6494. It's all about Colors and the Ocean Gospel Boat Ride. And today we're just enjoying some music. Enjoy the music. We'll be dropping some Caribbean music. We'll be having DJs, artists hanging out on the boat. Sunday, December 15th, leaving out of Fort Rockdale right here. Again, 540 Southeast 3rd Avenue. That's in Fort Lauderdale. And remember, we have two buses. One leaving from Port St. Lucie, one leaving out of West Palm Beach. Again, to get where you can get the bus free, 305-305-6494. 305-305-6494. Let's get back to the music.
I said to him, I said, sir, you ripped me off. You robbed me knowingly. And that man looked at me and he says, hey, that's just the way things are. But I ain't gonna give you back your money. I said, sir, you don't understand. I'm willing to give you $1,800 out of that money for the 1 week of ownership of that vehicle, because I was the one that was partially wrong also by buying the car, by not admitting my mistake. So I'm admitting my mistake. I was wrong to purchase this car without checking it out properly. But here's $1,800 you can take from the money and give me the balance. That man said no. And being as I just went to Florida, I said, well, I just got here. I'm not gonna make no friends this way by being bad. So let me keep it cool. I'm gonna go through the courts. And I went through a small claims court where judges and jury just get together and sort of hear your problem and tell you who's at fault before you have to go to a Supreme Court. And they told me that this man was wrong to sell your vehicle at that mileage that he said it was. He lied to you. And in the state of Florida, Canada, throughout the United States, you cannot mess with an odometer. It's against the law. It's illegal. So I thought that was grounds enough to get back my money. Anyway, this man felt that he ain't gonna give me back my money. So he took it upon himself to come looking for me. He came down by a place that I used to hang out. And he asked, is Jerry Thompson there? And a friend of mine says, no, he ain't here. You missed him by 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes ago, he rushed out of here. And when that man turned around, my friend saw him with a gun in his pocket, holding on to the trigger because he only saw the handle of the gun. Had it been me that answered that door, I would not be here to testify today. Because in Florida, they don't warn you they're gonna kill you. They just do it or they leave you alone. And because of those 2 minutes why I'm here today, I want to tell you something. God is real. You know how I know God is real? Because he made a change in my life. He gave me those 2 minutes to decide whether I wanted life or death. And I chose life. But I didn't choose it just then. I figured I was angry. This man was gonna die. I went home and cleaned my gun. And I looked up his address in the phone book. And I went looking for this man. You hear what I'm saying? I said I went looking for this man because I saw myself putting 3 bullets in this man. I wanted to murder him. But you know what? That church on Ivy Lane, what my mama taught me as a young man growing up, son, if you try everything and everything fail, try Jesus. Because the word of God says, knock and it shall be open. Ask and it shall be given. There was no minister there to say, Jerry, don't do it. There was no friend there to say, Jerry, it's wrong to take somebody's life. Because you know when the chips are down, there ain't nobody there. The decision is yours. And believe me, Sometimes, many times, I find myself between a rock and a hard place. Just like you, the place that you are at right now, my friend. Listen to me, drugs dealer. Hear me, man. Hear what I'm saying. Give yourself a better chance. Try Jesus. If you put the drugs in the right pocket, believe me, God is there. Put them in the left. So when the deal doesn't go down and somebody draw a knife at you or draw a gun at you, you can't do nothing else. Cry out for Jesus. Because remember, you got nothing else. And believe me, you'll find out how much power is in his name. There is power in the mighty name of Jesus. Because he says, greater is he that is in me, O God, than he that is in the world. He came not for the righteous. Listen to me now, hear me. He came not for the righteous, O God, but for the lost. The one that has the problem. The one that just can't find a way out. You're the one that he's interested in. You're the one because he done it for me. And my God said he's no respecter of person. He will save you only if you give him a chance. And that is the reason why today I left Florida. I went looking for that man. Yeah, I did. But I ended up in that church. Thank God for Jesus. I want to say thank you, Jesus, because you brought me out of the miry clay. You set my feet on the rock to stand, to go out there and tell my pimp friends, my prostitute friends, everybody, anybody that knows me and who does not know me. Sharon, believe me, honey, you will not be a stripper forever. Mike, hear me, man. You will not always be in the position that you are. I cannot disclose it, even though your name is not the last name. I can't give it. But remember me, because I was there once. And look what the Lord has done. I did not do it through self, but he that believeth shall have life. And if you believe that your life can change, he says, ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be opened. I did ask. I said, Lord Jesus, make a change in me. Give me a renewing of my strength. Restore my joy. I remember before I found Jesus, I used to phone my mother when I needed strength. I had all my prostitute girls around me. I had all kinds of people around me that said they loved me. But the kind of love that they were giving me was not what I was looking for. And some of you know what I'm talking about, because some of you have lost. Gained what you wanted, but lost what you had. And what you had was what was for you. And now what you gained, you truly realize that, this ain't gonna work. But remember, Jesus saves, he keeps, and he sanctifies. And he will fill you with his love. He will fill you with his grace. Because he said his grace is sufficient to keep you. And I just want to tell you, oh, I got Jesus on my journey. Because I can't make it by myself. I got Jesus on my journey. Because when everybody else fails, Jesus never fails. He never fails. He is my everything. He is my today and my tomorrow. He is the I am that I am. He is the great Jehovah Jireh. He is the great El Shaddai. Oh, how wonderful is his name. How marvelous is he. Oh God, I thank you because you came not for the righteous. Because I would never receive you. Because I am a sinner. Need only saving grace. I am only saved through faith in you, Lord. For those who are out there who are hearing this tape, I want to call you. And I want to tell you that God is real. Because I have found out how real he is. There's so many testimonies that I can truly tell you about. But hear me, friend. This tape that I am doing, it is not a Jerry Thompson thing. I use the name The Equalizer because together we stand. Let us even the odds for the children out there who have no refuge. This tape is available to each and every one of you out there who's dealing the drugs, who's carrying a gun. Believe me, God is gonna work a miracle through this tape. I truly believe that, and when I use his name, I do not want to use it in vain, because unless he has called me, I've learned not to say, God said. But through faith, if you have faith, if you own one of these tapes and you're listening right now, participate, because united we stand, divided we fall. Believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Good afternoon to all my friends listening to WCNO 89.9. Don't forget, you are tuning in. I want to say a beautiful good evening. Doesn't matter where you're listening from. My name is Brother Gary, and I'm going to be with you today. We're going to get some music. We're going to enjoy. Don't forget about December. Let me see. I'm going to tell you about this one. December 15th, boat ride right here in Fort Lauderdale. And if you want to get more information, send me a text at 305-305-6494. It's a gospel boat ride. Good news. We have free bus leaving Port St. Lucie. We have free bus leaving West Palm Beach. Again, if you want more info, it's called Colors and the Ocean Gospel Boat Ride. The food, you get free food. Just come out and enjoy yourself. Again, send me a text for information. 305-305-6494. 305-305-6494. It's all about Colors and the Ocean Gospel Boat Ride. And today we're just enjoying some music. Enjoy the music. We'll be dropping some Caribbean music. We'll be having DJs, artists hanging out on the boat. Sunday, December 15th, leaving out of Fort Rockdale right here. Again, 540 Southeast 3rd Avenue. That's in Fort Lauderdale. And remember, we have two buses. One leaving from Port St. Lucie, one leaving out of West Palm Beach. Again, to get where you can get the bus free, 305-305-6494. 305-305-6494. Let's get back to the music.
Duplicate it and give to somebody else, because it ain't about money. It ain't all about money. It's more important about than that. It's about our young people. They're dying. Can't you see for yourself what drugs is doing? It's robbing them of their future. It's taking away all that we as parents has embedded in them, and pray that good may come. But hear me, folks. God is not dead. He is still alive. And if you are there and you're listening to this tape, I urge you to say this prayer and accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. Need to be saved by grace through faith in thee. And I've listened to this tape, Lord God, and I truly believe that it is calling me personally. Because, Lord God, never before have I heard such a thing. Never before have I heard such a testimony that has brought me alive to realize that there can be changes. Jesus, save me now. I accept thee, Lord God, as my personal Savior, because thou hast truly forgiven me of my sins. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, of my sins, because I've done wrong. I've done so much wrong, I think that I don't know if any pastor would forgive me, or the Pope would forgive me, or anybody would forgive me on this earth. But Jesus Christ, you said that even the vilest offender I shall forgive. And I come at your door now, Lord God, and I knock. You said, if anybody knock, come in. Jesus Christ, I urge. Hear me, folks. God is everything. Receive him. Regardless of the position that you're in, receive him. There are many people out there that are lying. They're telling lies, but yet they profess that they're born again. So what of you who has the gun in your waist and dealing drugs? You too can look to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come in to stay. Make a change. I know that it won't happen overnight, because even when I professed that I was born again, I was still in the gambling house. I was still out there doing wrongs. because where I went and received Jesus as my personal Savior, they did not know of the things that I was doing. But listen to me, there's gonna come a day when Jesus Christ is gonna make that full change inside of you, but your faith must grow. And it is a daily walk. And even though you have wrongs in your life, you can truly believe that God will make that change. Because he said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Or faith is the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. So don't give up, because you're all too legit to quit. You hear what I'm saying, folks? We're too legit to quit. And remember, for those of you who are out there and can help somebody by giving them one of these tapes, because your affordability is the dependability of others who may profit. And giving somebody eternal life, because it's the best gift that you can give. So give them this tape and reach out to them, that they may be helped through this tape. I ask not for donations. I ask not for charity. I heard a story once when it says, teach a man how to plant corn and how to grow his own crop, and he does not have to come and knock at your door and beg. And this is all I ask you to do. Not to send in donation, folks, because I'm not interested in that. But please buy one of these tapes if you truly believe you know somebody that it can help, and give it to them. And say, this is a gift in love, in goodness, in peace. Son of mine, this is a gift from your mother. Daughter of mine, this is a gift from your mother, or from your father, or from friend, or whoever you may be. You know what the problem is. And I truly know that it is only God that can solve the problem, because he's the only problem solver. Precious Jesus, I ask now, O Lord God, through thy faith, O Lord Jesus, upon thy son that died on Calvary, that you may reach out, Lord God, to the drug addicts, the gunmen, the people who are in the dances, who just don't have any other refuge but the dance, the rough, derogative music that is saying about the mothers, that is putting down mothers and fathers. Lord Jesus, reach their hearts. I pray, Lord God, that all the artists that are singing these derogative music, that you may touch their hearts, that they may find cleanliness, that is godliness, that they may not only chase the dollar, but that they may chase the Almighty God for his salvation. That there may be a change in the air, because music is the thing that is robbing so much people of salvation. Through music, they're receiving so much wrongdoing, aggressiveness. Precious Jesus, reach those artists' hearts. And I thank God for people like George Benton that is singing the gospel, that is out there in a positive way. There are so many others, oh Lord God, but I sort of looked up to him as a young man growing up. And now, oh Lord Jesus, I can truly say that I am proud to know him, because he's singing the gospel. And we need so many more like myself, because I know that I could be out there singing so many other things. There is no money in the gospel, but there is salvation. And salvation is no comparison to dollars and cents, but it is only those who have seen the truth can truly realize what salvation is. I am a poor man, and I will continue being a poor man until others have received the riches that I too have received. Because I'm only poor in the eyes of the people, but in the eyes of God, I am, oh hallelujah, believer. And the cattle upon many mountains belongs to God. And if the cattle and the land and all things belong to him, how then can I say I'm poor? I am rich in Jesus Christ. I am rich with salvation. I am rich through his goodness and his blessing. And his blessing has helped me to give unto you. So truly I can say that I am rich. I love you all. And may God bless you. May He continue to bless you forever. I heard a story one time about a man that lost his family, lost everything that he had, and he couldn't go back home. But he did not know Jesus, and one day he called upon his name, said, Lord God, I can't go home to my family because I've let them down. I've lost everything. But I know one thing, I want to be as close to you as possible. And that man climbed the highest tree. He went up into the highest mountain, and he said, Lord Jesus, I have but one finger banana left. And when I eat it, Lord Jesus, I'm going to wait to die. But I ask that you may take me just as I am without one plea, because I can't face my family. And while waiting in that tree to die, that man was at his last breath. He was breathing, his head dropped, he looked down, and under that tree, that man saw an old man stooped over with a walking stick. And that man, he looked a little closer because he was kind of curious. And he saw the man picking up the banana skin that he had thrown away. And that man picked up that banana skin that he had thrown away, and he started to eat it. Oh my God, can this be? The man thought to himself, oh God, can you please forgive me? Help me down. Give me enough strength to come down out of this tree. Because that which I thought that I was at my worst, there was somebody worse than me. Somebody found food in something that I've thrown away. My God, how can I be so wrong? But precious Jesus, I know now that real Christ, so real to me. I love Him because He has given me this victory. Many people doubt Him, but I cannot do without Him. That is why I love Him so, because He's so real to me. Folks, may God bless you, and may He keep you. May He keep you through the highways, the byways, through all the hills and the valley. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you. I'll leave you. This is the darkness that I'm going to leave with you, because there is plenty of darkness. And I'm going to cover up this video because this is what the youth are facing. And this is what I want you to remain seeing. And while I cover up this video, I will still speak, because I want to leave it in your mind and leave an imprint on what the youth are facing. Oh yes, I love you folks, and God loves you. And that's the way it should be. And if there's anything I can do, I speak in schools against drugs and crime. I visit prisons all over. I visit the homeless, the Salvation Army, many places. I do not charge for my services. But what I do charge for is a tape to continue my ministry. I love you, and may God bless you. As I continue this ministry, I ask for those who can pray to continue to pray for me, that I may keep on keeping on, and that the gospel may continue. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Positive again, down your name. Island worship again, island worship again, down your name. Real reggae worship again, real reggae worship again, down your name. Straight.
Jackman, good afternoon. Good afternoon to all my friends listening to WCNO 89.9. Don't forget, you are tuning in. I want to say a beautiful good evening. It doesn't matter where you're listening from. My name is Brother Gary, and I'm going to be with you today. We're going to get some music. We're going to enjoy. Don't forget about December. I'm going to tell you about this one. December 15th, boat ride right here in Fort Lauderdale. And if you want to get more information, send me a text at 305-305-6494. It's a gospel boat ride. Good news. We have free bus leaving Port St. Lucie. We have free bus leaving West Palm Beach. Again, if you want more info, it's called Colors and the Ocean Gospel Boat Ride. The food, you get free food. Just come out and enjoy yourself. Again, send me a text for information. 305-305-6494. 305-305-6494. It's all about Colors and the Ocean Gospel Boat Ride. And today we're just enjoying some music. Enjoy the music. We'll be dropping some Caribbean music. We'll be having DJs, artists hanging out on the boat. Sunday, December 15th, leaving out of Fort Rockdale right here. Again, 540 Southeast 3rd Avenue. That's in Fort Lauderdale. And remember, we have two buses. One leaving from Port St. Lucie, one leaving out of West Palm Beach. Again, to get where you can get the bus free, 305-305-6494. 305-305-6494. Let's get back to the music.
Rock again. Nice and easy.
Savior, the one and only Savior.
I tell them I'm ready only Savior.
I
for a place
for the man called Jesus. Then forever my soul would be lost. And I'm so glad he was willing to drink this bitter cup.
Good afternoon to all my friends listening to WCNO 89.9. Don't forget you are tuning in. I want to say a beautiful good evening. Doesn't matter where you're listening from. My name is Brother Gary, and I'm going to be with you today. We're going to get some music. We're going to enjoy. Don't forget about December. Let me see. I'm going to tell you about this one. December 15th, boat ride right here in Fort Lauderdale. And if you want to get more information, send me a text at 305-305-6494. It's a gospel boat ride. Good news. We have free bus leaving Port St. Lucie. We have free bus leaving West Palm Beach. Again, if you want more info, it's called Colors and the Ocean Gospel Boat Ride. The food, you get free food. Just come out and enjoy yourself. Again, send me a text for information. 305-305-6494. 305-305-6494. It's all about Colors and the Ocean Gospel Boat Ride. And today we're just enjoying some music. Enjoy the music. We'll be dropping some Caribbean music. We'll be having DJs, artists hanging out on the boat. Sunday, December 15th, leaving out of Fort Rockdale right here. Again, 540 Southeast 3rd Avenue. That's in Fort Lauderdale. And remember, we have two buses. One leaving from Port St. Lucie, one leaving out of West Palm Beach. Again, to get where you can get the bus free, 305-305-6494. 305-305-6494. 305-6494. Let's get back to the music.
voted with you about my uncle. You see, my uncle is a man who likes to ride his donkey, you know? Been riding his donkey for years. But he got lucky one day and somebody gave him a horse. And so, you know, he got upgraded now from a donkey to a horse, and he was so excited. But the person who gave him the horse said, "Listen, man, this horse only responds to religious things. In order to get the horse going, you have to say, 'Thank you, Jesus.' And in order to make the horse stop, you have to shout, 'Hallelujah.'" So my uncle said, "Cool, man, I have everything under control, man. Me ride donkey for years, you know, that I know nothing too hard upon that, man, sure." So my uncle got up on the horse this day in question, and he was so excited, he remembered to say, "Thank you, Jesus." And he said, "Thank you, Jesus," and the horse started to gallop. And so he was enjoying the ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Good afternoon to all my friends listening to WCNO 89.9. Don't forget, you are tuning in. I want to say a beautiful good evening. Doesn't matter where you're listening from. My name is Brother Gary, and I'm going to be with you today. We're going to get some music. We're going to enjoy. Don't forget about December. Let me see. I'm going to tell you about this one. December 15th, boat ride right here in Fort Lauderdale. And if you want to get more information, send me a text at 305-305-6494. It's a gospel boat ride. Good news. We have free bus leaving Port St. Lucie. We have free bus leaving West Palm Beach. Again, if you want more info, it's called Colors and the Ocean Gospel Boat Ride. The food, you get free food. Just come out and enjoy yourself. Again, send me a text for information. Right. 305-305-6494. 305-305-6494. It's all about Colors and the Ocean Gospel Boat Ride. And today we're just enjoying some music. Enjoy the music. We'll be dropping some Caribbean music. We'll be having DJs, artists hanging out on the boat. Sunday, December 15th, leaving out of Fort Rockdale right here. Again, 540 Southeast 3rd Avenue. That's in Fort Lauderdale. And remember, we have two buses. One leaving from Port St. Lucie, one leaving out of West Palm Beach. Again, to get where you can get the bus free, 305-6494 is 458. Good afternoon. I hope and pray that everybody enjoy the day. Have a peaceful and a wonderful day. Remember, just remember this. The number again is 305-305-6494. Bye-bye. Ta-ta. Catch me again next week, Monday. Same time, same place. It's all about Brother Gary Boatride. Gospel Boatride.